Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another great evening with Spiritual Connections Radio. We're always happy to see our audience online with us and going back and listening to a lot of our shows in the archives. So welcome if this is your first night listening to us, and welcome back for the rest of you. If you want to find out more about our radio show and our upcoming shows, and we're really excited to talk about the fact that we're going to have some new people coming on board who are actually going to be having weekly radio shows also, besides the fact that we're going to have our special guests every week on our Thursday night slot. So to find out more about what's going on with Spiritual Connections Radio, please go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Pamela Latour. Pam, are you there?
Hi, Mark. I'm right here. How are you tonight?
I'm doing really good. I don't know about you, but out here in California, and for you out there that have been kind of following me a little bit, you know that I'm out in L.A. now, and it's kind of a little bit of a chore to keep track of where is Mark. So it's kind of cold out here, and how's it out on the other side of the coast with you, Pam?
Well, down here in Florida, it is actually nice and warm during the day. It was 68 today, and it falls a little bit at night because we have a cold front coming in right now. But a cold front in Florida is 68, so I think we're doing fine.
And with that said, I'm going to let you introduce our guest, and you can ask her how cold it is where she's at.
Great. Well, tonight we have a special treat. We've got a woman named Brigitte Boyer, who is a channel. And I think Brigitte is the first live channel we've had on the show, so that's exciting. She's a channel of Ascended Masters and the Angelic Realm. That means, well, I'll let her tell you what it means. Brigitte, say hi to everyone.
Hey, everybody. It is so great to be on your show. I'm really excited, especially being the first live channel on your show. I had no idea. That's even more exciting. So thank you so much for inviting me. And let me tell you, it's freezing here in New Jersey. I mean, we have temperatures of like 14 degrees or something like that. So you can be glad that you're in either Florida or California.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, before we get started and find out more about how you got started with your gifts and everything like that, and of course, let me start with the easy stuff and then I'll go into some other questions. Tell everybody where your center is, where they can actually come and see your sessions live, and give out your website.
Certainly. My center is in Clinton, New Jersey. That is about 45 minutes west of Newark, New Jersey, and 45 minutes east of Allentown, Pennsylvania, so right smack in the middle there. And you can come to regular events. We have regular live events here, group events, where I channel Ascended Masters and Angels alike. And we also have some beautiful music that's being channeled at the same time. And you can certainly check out the upcoming events on my website, www.lightbridge101.com. And the name Lightbridge says really what the center is all about. It's the Center for Transformation. And my main work and main services is focused on bridging the gap between you reconnecting to your divine essence, to the ascended master realm, and helping you to align yourself so that you yourself can have a greater relationship with those incredible support that we have in the higher realms that want us to succeed and be happy and live a life for this love, joy, and peace.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
So before we get into a discussion about, you know, how you got started, because I don't know about everybody else, but I can't wait to hear about your story on how this unfolded for you and about your spiritual journey. But before we get there, let's do something as far as handling some of the terminology that's coming up. So can you explain to our audience what does it mean to channel or be someone who channels? And can you explain to us angels and ascended masters?
Certainly. Well, you know, channeling is really exactly what the word almost says. It is connecting two points with each other. Sometimes when you're not able, let's say, to go from one city to the next city, you take a bus, a car, a train, or some kind of vehicle. The same kind of concept works when you channel an ascended master. I become the bridge, the intermediary that changes my vibration so that I'm in alignment with those beings, those ascended masters, so that they can communicate with me, and then I in return can communicate with those who would like to talk to that master directly but can't really hear them because they are not in alignment yet. One of the work I do is to help them get in alignment directly with the master so they won't need me as an intermediary anymore. And it's a very excellent question. What are ascended masters? You hear that so much, angels, ascended masters. Really, ascended masters are those who have walked the path of enlightenment before us. And there are two types of ascended masters that you will frequently hear, especially when you get into it. There are those ascended masters like Kryon and other galactic ascended masters that have like almost like a galactic consciousness, that are really not from the Earth realm, that are coming from other places within the universe and have gone through the ascension process, through a process of enlightenment, I should say, and who are now here assisting those who are on Earth to do the same. And then they are the Earth ascended masters who have actually, through incarnating into a physical body, just like we are, and through lifetimes after lifetimes of incarnation and reincarnation, have mastered their Earth body, have mastered their Earth self, and have been able to raise themselves into a higher dimension to now again assist us to do the same. That is their main focus. In a way, they sacrificed the evolutionary process instead of moving forward into other realms. They chose to stay here with us because their love for humanity is just so deep that they want us to succeed too in that same process. And I think one of the most famous ascended masters that everybody has heard of is Jesus the Christ, who died on the cross, but in his death of leaving his physical body has ascended to a higher realm of existence. He's a very typical example of someone that we know to be an ascended master. And there are many others like him who have walked that path. Saint Germain, also one of them, which had his last major lifetime was in Europe. He was even called the European Wonder Man because people realized that he never aged and he stayed at the age of 40 for like a long time kind of way. And he too, his focus is very much on helping in this change and this transformation that we're all in the middle of and that we all feel so much right now. And those are examples. And angels are simply they are other beings of love and light, also an aspect of God, source, greater, all that is. And their work, their focus is to be of service. And the earth angels, those angels connected to the earth, their focus is really just to help open humanity's heart and to help humanity to remember their divine essence, to remember who we are. That's what it's all about, to awaken who we are. to who we are.
And now, can you, you know, you were talking about Jesus as being one of the ascended masters. Can you talk about, just very quickly, not that we want to have any large discussions about religion, but can you talk about some of other ascended masters that people might be familiar with that would be associated with other major religions in the world?
Certainly. I mean, all of the major religions around the world have their ascended masters. In India, you would have Vishnu and Shiva, Shiva very much being the master who helps letting go of that what no longer serves you, connected to the fire energy and the lightning rod, sometimes considered maybe as the destroyer, but yet we need to let go of things to open up to new things. Very, very powerful energy to help you to move through stagnation into a new form of existence. Then you, of course, you have Buddha. Everybody has heard of Buddha, the Buddha who has ascended through his opening himself to the divine mind and great wisdom, and has also sacrificed himself to come back down once a year into the Vesak Valley at his birthday, which is the first full moon in the zodiac sign of Taurus, coming back to usher new energies to support the evolvement, the evolutionary process here on Earth, is coming back every year and is celebrated as one of the greatest festivals in the eyes of the hierarchy of light, in the eyes of the ascended masters and the angels and those beings of love and light that are assisting the evolutionary process of humanity and all of the planetary systems, really. And so there are many religions. You can go back to the time of Egypt. There are big ascended masters. There are Isis, Osiris. Isis, who also very much works through the power of alchemy, helping in the transformational process of letting go of the old and bringing in the new, a very powerful healing energy Isis is. And so you will find them everywhere. Everyone that was considered a god or a goddess in the Greek mythologies or in the Roman mythologies, all of those are archetypal energies representing ascended masters who, when you call on them, can come to you to be of support and guidance and help to you.
Excellent. Pam, are you there? I think Pam actually dropped off for a second. Let me see if I can bring her back in. Hey, Pamela, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Ah, there you are. I'd like Brigida to talk about her spiritual journey and how she got started and how she got into doing this. But before that, I wanted to see if you had any quick questions for her.
Well, I wanted to, first of all, when Brigida was talking about her website, I didn't think it came out real clear, and I just wanted to reiterate that the website was www.lightbridge101.com. Is that right?
That's correct. Thank you.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that was clear. The second thing I was going to ask is to talk about your story, because I'm sure everybody's wondering, how would anyone get involved with the Ascended Masters to the point that you would actually be channeling their energy?
You know, and that is an excellent question. You know, I sometimes wondered how this all happened too. And for one thing, there certainly is that part that you come into this lifetime with a mission, and everything in your life plays out a certain way to get you to that point. And it already started with the way I was raised. My family is very spiritual, so I didn't grow up being stunted or being fearful of opening up to angels or the other realms, which I think is very important. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
And I also had my imaginary friends, lots of them, even shared at night when I was a little girl, made extra room for my imaginary friends so they could stay and overnight with me. And little did I know that really those imaginary friends were already some of the ascended masters and angels that I'm channeling today. You know, as a little girl, you just know them as your friends. You know, nobody there is there really for you to teach you and to tell you what they are. So you just go with the flow. And
right.
And really, I can say life was my greatest teacher. It wasn't that I went to a great school that made me a channel or anything like that, but it was life. It was descending into darkness, really, being challenged by life to the maximum, becoming depressed, having no directions for whatever circumstances there were. I mean, we all have our stories, you know. It's really not about the story. We've all been there. And then something being handed to me, whether it was learning, suddenly being guided by someone, my mother calling me from Germany and mentioning, why don't you study Reiki while you're in America? Or someone saying, why don't you try this? And so there's a silver, like a red line that just keeps taking you from place to place. And there's three episodes in my life that really holds the greatest significance to me to become a channel of the hierarchy of light, or of the ascended masters and the angels and all those beings of love and light that are assisting us in our evolutionary process. And one of them was when I studied Shambhala Reiki. Shambhala Reiki is a form of healing where you use universal life force, that tremendous energy that everybody has within them and that keeps everything alive, that universal life force, to focus it for healing purposes into a certain direction. And Shambhala Reiki actually already connected me with Saint Germain, who later on became one of the greatest masters that taught me and guided me into all the different aspects of channeling, because really channeling itself, I learned from the inner realms. I was not taught by a teacher outside of myself. I was taught all of this by the ascended masters and the angels themselves. So the one thing that I really need to talk about in this is intention. One of the things that Shambhala Reiki talks about is the I am statements. And you might have heard Wayne Dyer lately has been talking a lot about the I am statements. And Saint Germain was always known as an ascended master. He started the I am discourses during the Second World War that helped transform and transmute a lot of the discordant energies, helping the end of the war to come about. And what it, you know, and everybody says, what does it really mean? I am statements. What is the I am presence? And the I am really is that part that symbolizes your true divine God essence, God, source, creator. It's, again, it has nothing to do with the religion, but with that highest spiritual part of you that you can connect with. And when you say an I am statement, starting with the I am love, I am oneness, I am peace, you're really bringing down that divine essence into, through the words, into the manifested world, into creation. And that's what makes these I am statements such powerful statements of intent. And the one that I resonated with so strongly, and I didn't even know why. So, I mean, I cannot even say why I wanted to become a channel, only that it was heart song, was the one that said, I am a perfect channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. And I started saying it like a mantra, and it vibrated within me. And I am certain that this intent was a great source for a lot of things that were carried to me and that brought changes into my life because of my focus, because of my intent, because of my passion for that one single vision I held within me. Didn't really need to know what it meant. Didn't really need to know what it was exactly all about. All I knew that was what I wanted to be. And so that was a big part in becoming a channel.
That you repeated this mantra? You said, I am the perfect channel. What was the second part of that? I am the perfect channel.
I'm a perfect channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. And the hierarchy of light is kind of a title, that a header for all the angels, all the ascended masters, all the beings of love and light that help in the evolutionary process here on Earth and everywhere else in the universe.
Wow, that's fascinating. The once you began, how did this start? Like, okay, you're channeling, or you're asking. Actually, it was a request. It seems I am the
right.
perfect channel, and manifesting that. At what point did it actually show up, and in what way?
The way it showed up, well, one thing I have to say, I always talked to the Ascended Masters myself already. I am one thing that was part of my life already before I came to America was what is called our Soma. They are specific products that I made in England. And for me, they were a doorway to the Ascended Masters because they hold this product holds the frequency of specific masters that when you use them, you align yourself with these masters, and it makes it easier for you to be in communion with them. But it's more something personal. It's not something you do for others. And as I said, channeling is more about not only bringing it to you, but bringing it to someone else. So I was talking already to the masters through that. There were books written about that particular product. If you can Google it, you can look it up. It would be too long to really talk about it too much in detail. It's AURA, a new word, SOMA, and it's from England. But through that, I already talked and prayed to them and had them as my friends. Now, to channel them, though, I had to take it to the next level. And what happened was, I always was focused on service. And one of the things that I was never afraid of was kind of just putting myself out there. So even though I started doing Reiki with a friend of mine, we started having a booth at an expo once a year, and we already started hands-on healing. And what I found very quickly was when I did hands-on healing, that information already came through me to that person who was laying on the table about their past lives, things I couldn't possibly know, but I was in the state of grace, and this information just flowed through me. I didn't know enough about it at the time, but that was already the beginning of channeling. And then, I have to say, it was the Ascended Masters who stepped forward to help me. I worked at a New Age shop, and I worked with the owner, who became a real good friend of mine. We worked on each other. And one day, what happened? I felt this incredible presence descending down, being in communion with me, just like I was familiar with just a meditation to connect with them. And in this connection, he said, "My name is Antaza, and I want you to get up and to let your friend lay out on the table, and I want to speak a message through you to your friend." And so I got up then, and that was the first time I ever channeled publicly, and it was a very scary moment. I remember that, because it's really a willingness to surrender and to just lean back and to just let it happen. And so I surrendered, and he guided me. He said, "Now just start with saying my name. Just say, 'I am Antaza.'" So I started with saying that, and he just lovingly took over, and he just started talking through me. And it's almost like riding a bike. It's like when it happens, it's just, you know it. It's like a key that opens up a door that gets unlocked, and then it just happens. And out of that, which was really, I would have never offered this publicly, but my friend and I kept working, and then one day she said, "Why don't you try bringing through Saint Germain?" And it worked really well. I really connected very strongly with the Ascended Master Saint Germain. And at that point, he took me virtually by the hand and started teaching me to align myself even better with the masters. And I wouldn't have done this publicly if it wasn't for someone who was at that store who channeled Saint Germain, who had a paid class already for 6 months booked with him, who suddenly vanished. And the owner of the store called me up and said, "Oh, my God, I don't know what to do. This class has been..." It was a cutting edge. It was a class that was taught by Saint Germain through this man as a channel. And she called me up and she said, you're the only one that I now can channel. You have to do this. Can you help? And these are the moments in your life. These are the opportunities, and we all have them where it just happened, and it just, you know, and I said, yes. I mean, it was, you know, what was the worst that's going to happen? I fail, and I'm still at square one. So what is the problem? So that's right. When I virtually got the sky schedule handed on a silver platter, and I was forced to publicly continue to channel. And I tell you, it was scary in the beginning. It was very frightening. But you do work on donation basis, and you just flow with it. And I learned, and they taught me. And in the process, I realized if I can learn it, so can others. So I've dedicated my work to assist others in this beautiful communion, this, the Ascended Masters and the Angels, so they can have a similar experience as I had.
How lovely. Brigitte, could you answer one question for me about consciousness? When you channel these Ascended Masters or the Angelic Realm or any kind of energy like that, I have two questions, actually. Number one, do you stay awake? And number two, are you conscious? Do you remember everything? And number two, as far as staying awake goes, how long are you usually channeling? And how do you know exactly who it is that you're dealing with?
Excellent question. Questions, I should say. I am a conscious channel, but I'm 90% out of the way. So where I go, it's similar to a dream state. The Ascended Master or the Angel comes down and overlights me, and my consciousness shifts and steps aside. It is some who have the sight, they can see me step aside, and it's almost like a glove being put on me. The Ascended Master or the Angel overlights me. Some even can see that Master then in my face, and I'm in the background, and for me, it is really like a state where I can even have my own thoughts. While the Master is talking to whoever they are talking to, I can even have my own thoughts. I can even criticize the Master for what he says, and he has to hush me to just tell me to relax. But sometimes I go so deep. It really depends on the situation. Sometimes they really just want me to step aside even further. And then I don't come back really remembering anything. What happens is you can give me, it's like waking up in the morning and you've had a great dream. If you remember trigger words, then you can remember what was being said. But unless I get those trigger words, it just drifts away, just like a dream drifts away. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not an unconscious channel, but I'm so far out of the way most of the time that I will not remember what is being said. And it all depends on, I've requested that I wanted to learn too. I didn't want the information to come through just for everybody else. So sometimes I'm closer there, so I hear some of the information myself, and other times, especially in personal sessions, when it's just for the individual, I am almost totally out of the way.
Okay. And
I can channel about an hour, 2 hours. I've channeled already 2 hours. It's not a problem. And how do I know that it's an Ascended Master and what Ascended Master it is?
Mm-hmm.
For starters, it's a state of grace. It's, you know, it's at that moment something, there's so much love and such a vibration of grace that is coming over you. There is no judgment. There is no hatred. There's just pure, pure love. And you don't get into that state until you're in the presence of a very, very beautiful being of love and light. And how I know who it is, I'm clairaudient, I can hear them, they will announce themselves. They will tell me, if I don't recognize it, they will tell me, I am Archangel Michael, I am Archangel Uriel. They will tell me who they are, and then I announce it, and then I just step aside.
Interesting. Fascinating, really. Mark, it's 9:30. Do you want to do a quick rundown of the radio show? And
Sure, sounds good, because I know I'm really excited to actually see Brigitte actually do some channeling this evening. So before we get started with that, we just want to let everybody know that you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find out more about our radio show at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And Brigitte, why don't you tell people where your center is again so they can come and see you in person? You do, maybe you can talk for a minute about the fact that you do private sessions one-on-one and also over the phone, and give out your website.
Okay. My center again is in Clinton, New Jersey, in the United States of America. And my website is lightbridge101.com. I'm sorry, www.lightbridge101.com. And I offer sessions on an individual basis, over the phone, in person, where I will bring through an ascended master, an angel, and it's either to bring information to you that you need to hear. Very often there's deep healing that is going on too. You're taking on inner journeys that open you up further, that help you to move beyond the day-to-day that we sometimes so get stuck in, especially when there's much fear involved, relationship issues, you feel overwhelmed with life. I help you to step away from that, to become more of an observer, and then to give you that boost, that necessary shift that allows you to make some new choices in your life that will bring about change and transformation then too, and help you to connect more deeply to a support that is really needed at this time, because it is really stressful still for many, and there is so much going on, and many of us think have we missed the boat? 12/21/2012 came and went, and there are still all these challenges around us. What happened? So the masters and the angels want to support you. They want to show you that it really can be effortless in your life. You just need to ask for help. You need to take the step and remember your imaginary friends again.
Excellent. So, because of the channeling, it's going to take a little bit. Just want to check with you, Pam, before we get started, if you have any last questions. And then just to kind of prep the audience, we're going to let you know that once Brigitte gets started, there's going to be a little bit of silence as she transitions into the channel, and then we'll actually hear whoever's going to come through give messages. And then at that point, which will be very interesting, is me and Pamela will actually be able to communicate directly and ask some worldwide global questions of the Ascended Master so that the audience can hear some responses to things. So with that, Pam, do you have any questions before we get started?
No, I think I'm real clear. I'm just so anxious to find out who's going to come through and how it's going to work.
All right. Is there anything you would like to start with, Brigitte, or are you ready to go?
No, the only suggestion I would like to make for all of the listeners is to, while I go silent for a moment, to also really just open your heart and to just open yourself up and allow yourself a beautiful experience, because it truly is as within, so without, as above, so below. Just allow yourself to get into that state of grace yourself so you can receive the greatest amount of love by allowing yourself to receive, really. It's the allowance part. And that's all. That's all. Just be open and receptive and comfortable.
Excellent. So thank you for Brigitte for being here this evening on the show and for sharing this great gift with the audience and everything. So with that, I'm going to go quiet. And would it hurt, Brigitte, for me to maybe put on a minute of Mike's music as you transition? Would that interfere in any way?
Oh, that would be beautiful. Yeah, go right ahead. That's fine. Will it be clear when it's done? Will I hear the music too? Or
I think so. So, yeah, I think you will. So
okay.
Just to give everybody a heads up on this, we had Mike Schneider on with us last week, and Mike does a lot of work with Brigitte out at his at her center, and Mike actually channels music, and we're going to be playing one of his songs called Inner Peace, and after it finishes, there might be a little bit of silence as Brigitte comes fully in the channel, so we'll let her have that quiet downtime. And with that, I'm going to play one of Mike's songs, which is called Inner Peace. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the show, and here we go.
Doesn't keep dropping. Greetings.
Cool.
I am Saint Germain, and it is with great joy that I come before all of you at this time. And joy is so important. It is all about remembering to play and to not take life too seriously. To take a step back every once in a while. And to allow yourself to smile and not be so harsh on yourself. To make peace with your human self. Judgment is the greatest interference to the vibration of love. And the truth is the one that you judge the greatest is you yourself. And that, my dear friends, is no longer necessary. The love that you're seeking so much outside of you is the love that you need to find for yourself first. And so I invite you for a small experience of experiencing the connection between you and your true divine self. So take a moment. If you haven't closed your eyes, close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. With every out-breath, allow yourself to sink deeper within your inner self. This is a very simple exercise that you can do in the morning, at night, or whenever you feel the need to re-center yourself, to bring yourself back to you. You are connected with everything around you. And on a day-to-day basis, you come in contact with so many different influences. Therefore, it is of the utmost importance to take the time and bring yourself back to you, to your center, to your essence, to your I Am presence, to your God self. And first, you need to recognize yourself as a bridge between heaven and earth. Many of you know of the six-pointed star, the star tetrahedron. And I want you to recognize yourself as such a six-pointed star, because the six-pointed star is very much the symbol of bringing heaven and earth together and merging it into oneness.
And so you too are the bridge between two different worlds, bringing it together in your heart. So it is all about your heart. And so now as you focus on the beautiful sun of the solar system, and you bring down the golden ray from the sun, not only bring down the golden ray of the sun into your crown, top of your head, but also visualize this gold, this golden ray to hold within it, that six-pointed star, to bring that six-pointed star consciously into you, that sacred geometry that holds such a vibration of oneness and love and unification, and bring it down into your heart. And let it distribute, send out all that golden ray into every cell of your body, into every part of your body. And feel it. Feel that golden ray as it activates you, as it rejuvenates you, as it nurtures you, as it is a ray of balance. And it is also the ray of creativity, because as you move into a balanced state, that is when creativity can flow and new ideas can come. And so take another couple of deep breaths. With the out-breath, let yourself sink even deeper into your heart, into that inner sanctuary, that inner temple, the heart temple. And there, open yourself up now by calling through pure intent on your divine I Am presence, on your God self, to come down, to descend, to merge into oneness with you at this time. And every one of you will see, feel, sense your divine I Am presence differently. For some of you, it might be another aspect of you, a light body reflection of you descending down. For others, it might be a beautiful ray descending down. But don't let the mind talk you out of the experience of becoming one with your God self. It is about the feeling. It's about the heart. Feelings in the heart, the language of your soul, and your soul is the intermediary that brings your spiritual, divine I Am presence and your physical self together. It's the Holy Trinity moving into a oneness. Feel that. That is the place you want to be. And in the beginning, it might only be a sensation, or you might not even necessarily feel anything. But don't stop. It is like building a muscle. The more often you are intending to do this, the easier it's going to get, and the more you're going to feel unified, vaster, more at peace, more empowered, and not so lost in the currents of life. It is in this place that for one moment you are permitted to forget about your sorrows, about your pain, about your fears, and just be. It is this what you want to hold on to. And you go out into the world. It's this that will help you to hear answers, the that you didn't even think were possible. You reach out so far. You want to connect with so many different masters or angels or do so many things in your life. And yet the most important connection you need is between your physical self and your spiritual self. Make in the days ahead the six-pointed stars a symbol for this unification. Scribble it on a piece of paper. Draw it. Print a picture of it out. Whatever it is you can do, internalize the six-pointed star and use it to help you remember who you are. When you're ready, slowly allow yourself to drift up back out of this place. But know that you do not have to say goodbye to your divine I Am presence. It is part of you. Invite it to stay with you. Talk to it. Make it part of your life as you go out into the world. I believe you wanted to ask me any questions.
Yes, it's a great honor to be able to have you channeled through Brigitte today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Saint Germain, how would you answer the question that is so common for so many people, and that is, how do we deal with the fear as we go through our path in life?
First of all, do not run away from it. The further you want to run away from your fear, the stronger it's going to get. It is that in facing the fear, in allowing yourself to feel it, to sit in it, and not create a story about what this fear represents, but truly simply allow yourself to feel the sensation, that burning, that fire of the fear is in you. Something magical can take place. Now, you do not have to do this alone. You can certainly call on any angel to assist you, or to call on myself to assist you. You also can ask me to be present and to wield the violet flame of transmutation to assist in the changing of that fear into the vibration of love and light. That is a very simple and effective tool to use. But at some point, it is about facing that fear. It is about being willing to stand face to face with that, what you judge, because really it is a judgment of something that separates you from it and that makes you fear the unknown. It is in facing it. It is in embracing it. It is almost in accepting it as a worst-case scenario that you experience a momentary death. And it is that death that opens up the door for a new life. And that is what transformation and the transformational process here on Earth is all about. It is a death and rebirth. It is acceptance of all those aspects that you deem as weaknesses, that you deem as not good at all, that you integrate them back within you into all oneness, and that you then, from that point of oneness, choose what you want to be as an expression of God, Source, Creator, all that is.
Wonderful. I have a question, a lot less serious of a question, I'm afraid. Before you came through Brigitte, I was talking to you, and I do that frequently, about lots of different things that I'm interested in, and one of those things is alchemy. And I have talked to you before about alchemy. I have taught alchemy
And I'm afraid I'm a lot less effective at it than you were. And I have questions about changing material, changing energy, changing life from one vibration to another. And I was hoping you could shed some light on that for me.
Certainly. Don't be dismayed that things are not happening as quickly as you would like it to see. It is not that you're not good in alchemy. It is that you are in alignment with the collective consciousness, and if you would evolve too quickly, you would distance yourself too fast from the collective consciousness, and you would no longer be effective in helping and supporting in your service humanity. So there's part of that too. You remember from where you're from the higher realms, you remember how alchemy is supposed to be like. And it is very frustrating for you when you see things not happening as quickly as they should happen. But rest assured, it is not your lack of intent. It is not your lack of abilities. It is the willingness to allow certain aspects in your life, certain detours in your life, to take place in the trust and faith that they will take you exactly where you need to be. So it is levels of surrender, of letting go of control that you're still learning, not so much because deep within you, you do not know that this is necessary, because you do, but by going through some of the life lessons that you have taken upon yourself over and over again, you're feeding the solutions into the collective consciousness to assist humanity by treading a path that they can walk too. You and many of you, and I guarantee you all of you listening, have not come here to Earth to ascend so much, but you've come here to Earth to be of service, to assist humanity in the ascension process. And because of that, you've taken on some of the human karma to assist in transforming, transmuting it consistently to then help raise the vibration and frequency in your own Earth. So, Pamela, continue talking to me. You're doing just fine. Be patient, and when something doesn't materialize the way you would like it to, surrender, let go of control, and know that everything is happening in due time.
Thank you. That's lovely.
You're very welcome. And now I feel that the time is up, so I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come to this channel to your audience. Love and blessings to all of you. Please do call on me and talk to me anytime, as I'm here for you to support, to guide, to direct, to teach. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Amen.
Thank you, Saint Germain. So we're just waiting for Brigitte to come back out of her channeling session, and we had her channeling one of the Ascended Masters known as Saint Germain, and we had some questions from Mark and from Pamela, which was great, and I'm sure all the listeners out there probably had tons and tons of questions. So,
okay, I'm
that was fascinating. Oh, good. I loved it. Thank you so much.
Sure. And all I want to say, I'm sure all of the listeners, all of you might have many questions about what Ascended Master should I connect with. Allow yourself to be guided. Really just put it out there. What is it that you need help with? Just ask for the right Ascended Master and Angel to step forward. And there's so much information written on the internet and everywhere else about it. Read, but trust what resonates with your heart. Don't believe everything you read. Most of the time, the greatest experience you're going to get is by simply allowing yourself to call on a specific master and to just let yourself feel what they're like. Have your own experience. I invite you to have your own experience. And if you need guidance, if you feel that you want to delve deeper into this connection with the Ascended Masters, you can certainly contact me. Send me an email at lightbridge101@yahoo.com. And I will guide you, I will direct you the best way I can. at least direct you maybe to a certain book or something that will help you on your journey. It's so important in these times right now to connect to the higher realms, to help with the heaviness that so many are feeling, to uplift each other, to find groups to gather with. So don't make this a one-time event. Take this show as an opportunity to start your own journey into the deeper mysteries of life, if anything.
Excellent. Yeah, so thank you. And if you could just give out your website again.
Sure. My website is www.lightbridge101@yahoo.com. I always want to give my email address. My apologies. So again, it's www.lightbridge101.com.
That's great. And I've had the experience of actually, for the listeners out there, I've had a chance to actually be at some of Brigitte's events out at her center. Matter of fact, when I make trips into New Jersey, I try to line it up so that I can actually come out and attend an event. And I actually was at an event this past Saturday out at her center that was absolutely incredible with her channeling angels. And Mike, of course, playing the beautiful music that he plays. So it was quite a great experience, and I just really enjoyed it. And if any of you are interested, she does quite a bit of services. You can actually go out and do one-on-one sessions with her. She has a lot of her material that's available through Mike's website, because Mike records all the events. So a lot of her channel material is available for paid download, which is great. And you can also do work with her over the phone. And for a lot of people out there, they'd say, oh, I don't think you can do it over the phone. I can vouch for it and say, listen, I've done it in person and worked with her. And I've also done it over the phone, and it's exactly the same. Of course, it is a treat to actually sit face-to-face with her because she's absolutely a sweetheart.
Thank you.
You know, you get the same level of service and everything over the phone, so you can actually do sessions with her remotely, which is powerful also. I'm going to wrap things up in a minute or so. Pamela, do you have any last questions or anything?
I don't have any questions. I do have to say, Brigitte, do you remember the channeling that you just did?
No, I really don't.
Okay. You know, right before you channeled, I was talking to Saint Germain, and I was saying, look, I want you to come in and tell me how you used to change just regular stones into precious stones, right? And I was, like, harassing him. And I thought, I better not say anything because it might jinx it, because I know he's going to come through. I know he's going to come through. And he came through, and then I thought, oh, would it be too silly if I'm on the phone asking him how to change stones, you know? So it was kind of a joke that I had going with him. But I enjoyed the answer. It was lovely.
Wow.
And what you find, you know, sorry, if I can just add something to it. What you find very often, especially in group settings, is you might have thought that the question you asked, Pamela, was kind of a joke, but it might have been a question that the answer might have answered the question that many listeners might have had just within their heart. So I always find in these group events that everybody hears what they need to hear, even so it might be for 20 people, everyone gets exactly what they need to hear out of it, which fascinates me, you know.
It was a wonderful answer, and it really wasn't that much of a joke. It was beforehand, when I was talking to him, I was sort of teasing him and saying, yeah, that's what I want you to do, is tell me this.
Yeah, we all would like to know how to make gold out of lead. That's the, you know,
exactly.
I've asked him that too, you know, yes, it doesn't work that way.
Anyway, thanks so much for being on the show tonight, Brigitte. It was a wonderful show, and I really enjoyed it. I'm sure our listeners did too.
Thank
all
you
right.
For
well,
me.
Thank you. Thank you for having you both on. And of course, Pam, it's always great to have you on the show every week. And Pam is actually going to be launching her own radio show soon, so you can check out the website to find out more about that. And she'll be doing two shows at that point, so we'll be looking forward to that. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and I'm going to play a little bit of a song, but we only have a few seconds left. So this is some of Mike's music, and I'm going to close out in the last 30 seconds with this. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Two people called into the show, but I don't know if I answered it, if it would come on live on the recording.